shot to death two British soldiers inside a NATO base in southern Afghanistan. Coalition troops returned fire, killing the man. This is NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio. Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now on the line from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. I hope your NCAA bracket held in there pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about the health care hearings before the U.S. Supreme Court this week. Lots of business implications to the outcome of that case.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it is pretty clear that all eyes are on Washington this week. These are historic hearings, Wayne. I read that it's the first time in nearly 50 years that the High Court has dedicated such a long time for one subject such as this, and clearly the implications are pretty dramatic for healthcare stocks, which have been affected greatly, and a lot of people say that the outlook for many healthcare companies is still quite good, but it depends on what happens here. So this is a pretty big item. Another thing that we're watching over the past week was that China said that the demand for iron ore was down. And I realize that sounds a little arcane for you Monday morning, Wayne, but this is a really big deal given that iron has such a practical and widespread usage in industrial applications around the world and construction, not to mention that China has already told us that they've cut their official prognosis on growth going forward. Eurozone manufacturing was weaker than expected, especially in Germany and France, and that happens just when a lot of investors were thinking it was safe to swim in those waters again. I do have good news for bond investors that the drop in prices over the past couple of weeks and the subsequent rise in yields has settled down somewhat, so bond investors are feeling a little less stressed today.
Well, let's talk about a few items that have crossed the wires over the past couple of days. The housing market, yeah. It seems to be really mixed, kind of almost a Jekyll and Hyde picture.
Well, I think that's probably true. The housing market's a really big deal. We know this because it's one of the hottest debates out there right now as to whether a bottom has been reached in the market or whether it will still go down from here. Warren Buffett himself admitted he got it dead wrong last year. Clearly, between housing and unemployment, these are probably two of the most closely watched economic statistics in the country today, and we've known for decades that, you know, it's pretty clear that during an economic cycle, if a person or a family is fearing losing their home or is underwater on their mortgage, they're likely to curb their spending a great deal. So, but it's very important for us to realize, Wayne, that there's a big difference between the new home market and the existing home market, okay?
Yeah.
So basically, sales of existing homes are doing quite well. Some would say very well in certain markets. And why? Because, easy, cash is plentiful now. Rates are extremely low. And some investors are seeking basically a historic opportunity to buy low. In some respects, you could say the conditions for home affordability have never been better. Now, on the flip side, though, sales of new homes are not good at all. This was made clear last week when one of the nation's largest home building companies, KB Homes, announced that their new orders for homes were much worse than expected. That caused a ripple effect in many other home building stocks. And we're interested to see what the major company Lennar says in their results, which they're announcing tomorrow. Also today, we're getting a pending home sales report. The timing is not great for builders and sellers, as the traditionally strong spring selling season is just getting underway right now.
Mm-hmm. We have a little under 3 minutes left. Mm-hmm. One bellwether of the economy is a company like FedEx. If manufacturers are making more products, they have more things to ship, right?
It's a pretty direct correlation. Basically, FedEx had good news last week. They said that their profit for the latest quarter more than doubled from a year earlier, helped in part by a strong holiday season and price increases brought on by fuel surcharges. The profit margins increased, ground shipping is up, and indications that its global express business is in pretty good shape. No doubt helped in part by those iPads that were shipped from Asia. Now for the bad news. FedEx said their forecast for global growth is going down for the rest of the year, including a slight downgrade in their outlook for the U.S. The relationship is, as I said, pretty straightforward. If the economy picks up steam, they do well. If it doesn't, they do poorly. To combat this weakness, FedEx is grounding some planes and cutting costs for employee reduction. It'll be important for you to stay tuned to the transportation sector in general, including railroads and FedEx, for an insightful look ahead.
Mm-hmm. have about a minute and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at the first quarter, which is about to come to an end.
Right.
The stock market was doing pretty well for a while, then kind of leveled off. How are we doing generally?
Well, the first quarter does end this week. You're exactly right. It has been a strong one. In fact, I don't want to jinx it, Wayne, but this could be the best first quarter since 1998, 14 years ago, despite last week's minor losses. The Dow's up 7%. The S&P is up over 11%. The NASDAQ's up 17%, helped no doubt by Apple's recent surge. The best performing sectors have been financials, up about 20%, technology up about 19%. Last year's star utilities have been down about 3% this quarter. Now, of course, what's next? Very few analysts believe the next quarter will be as good. In fact, in 2010 and 11, we got off to a really good start in both years, only did the second quarter be much weaker. There's a general sense of uneasiness among certain investors who are sure a correction of 5 or 10% in prices is looming, and they're ready to pounce and buy stocks again. The big question is that going to happen? It's unclear, but what is clear is that the earnings reporting season for stocks will begin in about 10 days, and that's going to be very telling about what companies think about the rest of 2012.
All right. Our time's just about gone for this time, Brian, so we'll leave it there and talk to you next time.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks. Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management joins us on Monday mornings at this time on Morning Edition. It's 8:40.